You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. To listen to the live stream, go to fake11.com/radio2. Now, on with the audio chat.
Can you hear me? 2212?
I can hear you now.
2212.
2212.
Good. I'm good to speak to you, man. How you been?
I'm well, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, I'm very well. You know, I was thinking recently, Ab, you have your critics. I've been one of them. But if you ever disappeared, man, I would miss... I'm being serious. If you ever disappeared, man, I would miss you. Your platform is very beneficial, man. So I'm very grateful.
Thank you, Jono.
I'm being sincere. I'm being 100% sincere. You're doing a very good job here. I really mean it.
Thank you very much, John. I think you put a message in the Twitter about that, and I put a link to the Discord, and I got about 4 people that came in because I think you alluded to the fact that this was a Twitter alternative. And I don't think a lot of the people that came in knew what the fake11.com/Discord was all about. I think they thought it was another Twitter platform. None of them have verified yet. But one of them was a very famous Canadian woman that has done all the FOIs looking for the coronavirus. And I was trying to get her on an interview months ago, but she said she was too shy. And then, of course, she pops up on all kinds of other platforms. But that's okay. I've been blown off before.
Well, I saw that Forrest Moretti was on the High Side Chats recently.
And I heard it.
I was listening to you. I think you were chatting with Critical Sinker. Maybe that chat or some other chat. And you said that you tried to get an interview with him and you got no answer. But then he goes on High Side Chats. And, the feeling I got from you was you feel like he should have responded to you, which he should have, but apparently he didn't, or something like this.
I don't know why in this day and age, John, when we have a million platforms to communicate on, emails, Discord, Telegram, smoke signals, you name it, you can't do a courtesy and just say, I'm not interested. Now, I reached out to CJ Hopkins, and he also said he's not interested, but he just wasn't interested in talking to me, because he just did an interview that was quite boring with an English podcaster who didn't ask any good questions, and it was boring. So these people, they might not like the name Fakeologist. They might not understand the depth of knowledge that's in our audience, but I can't do much about that. If they don't want to talk, they can't. I can't force them to talk.
What came through in your chat with Critical Sinker, a great guy, an Aussie guy who's been living in Europe for some time? What came through was this idea of, the High Side Chats is like a gatekeeper outlet. Is that your real sentiment? Is that your real feeling about it?
Well, I don't think if that came through, it wasn't necessarily it's not a thought that came through my head. I'm not quite sure how that came out into your head. My thought was more Forrest Moretti, that he is a bit of a virus hugger. I use that term parallel to 9/11.
I like that term. It's a good term.
Yeah. And if someone is just going to promote the idea of viruses or what are making us sick, then I think they're missing the picture. And it seems like, while he's on the right track with toxemia causing illness, I think he's off when he says, but there's viruses. So he said, if you are exposed to pesticides like Paris Green and DDT, lead arsenic, then viruses can really get into your system and really do damage. That's the message I got from him. And I don't really see how, if you're a serious researcher like you are, and you really dig around and get all the other concepts of what makes us ill, how could you miss the idea that No, you could just poison somebody, and they're going to get sick, and they might die.
Listen, Ab, I'm totally with you. Can I ask you a question? When did you start to question viruses as an idea? Like, when was that for you?
Well, probably the coronavirus hoax really set me onto it. But I was questioning vaccines just as a matter of course, doing truth research. And it just came up with AIDS, because AIDS was a very interesting puzzle that I wanted to try and figure out. And so AIDS was really the revelation to me that there's a real problem with the whole concept of PCR, and there's no AIDS virus, and it really appeared that the treatment was the thing that was actually killing people. And hearing those stories really made me think there's a whole problem with the virus theory. But I don't know if I read any books that really brought up the virus germ / terrain theory back in the day. I think I might have glanced at them, but not, of course, as much as I am doing now, because, of course, it's the only issue. It's the only game in town right now. There's nothing else really worth looking into.
Well, here's what I ask you, Ab, because, and I don't know if you remember this, but early last year, early 2020, like when this scamdemic started, at the time, I straight away realized this pandemic is a hoax. I was the first person in the world to call it that. But at that time, I still believed in viruses.
I know you like to say that.
At that time, I still believed in viruses, right? So I come to Fake Ologist one time, and then you were saying you think viruses are a hoax. And I was like, Ab, I'm just paraphrasing the conversation. I'm like, Ab, I'm not saying they're all a hoax. I'm saying coronavirus is a hoax. I'm not saying all viruses are a hoax. And you were basically saying, no, they're all a hoax. And I was like, what are you talking about, man? And I was like, bro, chickenpox, you know, when I was a kid, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think you worked out the virus hoax before me. I worked out the coronavirus hoax before anybody. But I think you worked out, like, the basic, the fundamental hoax before I did. I really think you did. I think you went to it before me. I didn't know about this hoax until last year. Up until last year, the start of last year, I still believe in viruses, man. And I'm embarrassed about that. I'm embarrassed. That's the fact.
There's no need to be embarrassed. I don't think I'm not having a foot race with you on different theories. Truth, revelation comes to everyone on their own. You can talk to someone all you want. You know this. They have to come to it on their own. But my default position on anything that ascends into the media right to the top is that it's a hoax. So the idea that
you still kind of a little bit believe in war, dude. Come on, like, let's not have a debate.
Okay.
You still kind of believe
in war. That's war is on a scale. But getting back to the coronavirus hoax, no, I'm quite sure that I was onto that maybe the day before when when Adnan or whatever the guy's name is called me up on March 10th to let me know that March 11th they were doing this.
Who?
Whoever, the head of the Who. What's the guy's name? I forget.
He called me up. Tedros.
I forget his
Tedros.
Name. Tedros Ghebreyesus. When he called me and said, I'm doing this tomorrow, I said, listen, that's a pretty good day for a hoax. 3/11, I like it.
You made a very good point. You've been very good on this. What he said was, it can be characterized as a pandemic.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
why this weird terminology, man? You were very good. You picked up on that straight away. Like, why they say it can be?
I think I got that from PK.
What does that mean?
Characterized. I think PK was the one that he may have pointed it out. He might have been first. I'll give him credit. Remember PK from Melbourne?
Of course I remember him. Yeah, of course I remember that guy. That guy called me on my mobile phone one day. I gave him my mobile phone number, like my real life number. One day I'm at work, I get a mobile phone call from him talking about, do you remember that plane crash in Taiwan? Remember the TransAsia disaster? And so this is back when, like, we were like making friends, we're getting along. We will do it live, Jeff C, Press Reset Earth, we're all getting along. Then there's this big disaster in Taiwan, and I'm at work, right? At the time I was working in an office. It wasn't a very important job, but you have to sit there in front of a computer, right? I get this phone call, I answer it, it's PK. He's like, I'm going to paraphrase what he said, he's like, JLB, what do you think about these people with the TransAsia crash? I'm like, PK, I don't know, I think it's fake, but it could be real, I don't know. And he's like, oh, mate, they're saying it's real. I'm like, mate, like, in 3 hours, I'll be home. Just relax, all right? Like, this is not too important. We have to talk about it right now. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, the people at home who, like, just listen to this podcast and, like, are not involved in the content creation, they don't understand the politics that goes on behind the scenes and the nonsense and the drama. It's like, guys, if only you had some idea. Like, I literally got a phone call from PK about the TransAsia disaster. Do you remember that story? The plane that sort of went, It sort of,
yeah, I do. They went flying over that elevated highway in Taipei.
Yeah, exactly. And then went to the river.
Yeah. And there was people waiting in the river, floating on a piece of, I don't know.
Yeah, it was crazy. So,
the big deal.
If I ever go back to Melbourne, if PK wants to hang out, I would love to have a beer with the guy. I think he's a great guy. But he started to hate me, and it's all politics, Ab. You know how it is. All politics, man. You would have the same problems, Ab, if Canadians weren't a bunch of fucking mute kooks. But for some reason, Canadians are, like, very quiet. Like, there are more Canadians than Australians. But in our scene, there's no Canadians. It's all Australians. Why is that? It's very bizarre, man. Very, very strange.
Well, I don't know. I think, at least in where I live, the city I live,
Toronto.
It's mostly people.
The North Shores of Lake Ontario.
It's mostly people that aren't from here, and they're really recent Canadians. I think most of the city is not Western European anymore.
Dude, most of Melbourne isn't Europeans. They're Chinese. So it's not, that's not a unique problem to what you've got.
Okay.
You've got the Pakistanis and Indians, well, you've got the Chinese. It's the same thing.
No, we don't have that many Pakistanis. It's mainly Punjabis. And,
you mean Indians? Okay, Indians. Okay, fine.
But no, I break it down to the province because they're very provincial. They're like any other country. They don't like other provinces. They actually hate other provinces, some of them. So they're very territorial. The Punjab is a very large farming state that actually straddles the Pakistan-India border. The British divided it into two based on religion. But that's a divided country right there. Most people don't know. The Punjab is actually a divided country, an ancient country. So the British are good at dividing.
I just Googled it. So Punjab is right at the top of India. And like you said, it's right next to Pakistan. And it turns out that Lahore, which is a big city in Pakistan, is right near Punjab. So like they're separated by a border, but it's probably not real. It's not like a real border. They're probably very similar people, I would say. I'd imagine.
Well, like he said.
I don't know. I've never been there. I don't know shit.
They divided it by religion.
How can Lahore be so close to Punjab? People must be culturally similar, you would think.
It's the same country. They're all Punjabi. They just put a border in between. They put the Muslims on one side and the Sikhs and the Hindus on the other. It was just to keep them from killing each other. That's really why the British probably divided them up. Because, as you know, religion's the number one factor that makes people hate each other more than anything else.
You know, the big religion right now is Scientism. There's an invisible body-possessing demon. It's going to take over your body. Yeah? Yeah? But we've got a special holy water. Put it into your shoulder. We'll save you from the demon. Yeah? Like, we are living in a religious cult. You know this. Come on. This is a religious cult.
COVIDian cult.
COVIDian cult. Branch COVIDians, man.
Yeah, the branch COVIDians.
So, Ab, but let me ask you a personal question, man. How are you doing? Like, you've got a wife, two daughters. How are they holding up in the midst of it's been 2 years now. How are they holding up in the midst of 2 years of this nonsense? Are they holding up all right?
I think the stress level's pretty high still. It's really screwing up people's lives in so many ways. Mainly it's the stress because we can't really have our normal connections. It looks like Christmas is going to be another cancellation in our family.
To the coronavirus nonsense, did you guys have Christmas at your house? Did your wife cook a big dinner? Or you cooked a big dinner and you invited the...
No, it's just the only... It's one of the few times when the extended family mixed it up and got together. Never really were super tight. But this has just completely obliterated that on my side of the family. And it's a real disaster in my mind. So wherever divisions there were, because I've always been, I've been the kook for the last 9 years, so I don't really have much to say to anyone anyway for the last 9 years.
Do you regret telling them your honest opinions? Like, do you wish you could go back and just like never say
anything? No, I don't like being a phony. Because once you know truth, you can't be a phony. It's, because the world is just so bony I don't regret it. Because that just wasn't me. And I finally found something really interesting that seems pretty legit, truth. But nobody's interested in it. They don't like it. It's just too much. Screws everything up.
There's not even like a small part of you that just thinks, if I had to just kept my mouth shut, we could have got along.
No.
I respect that.
You know, it's probably because I never really got along before anyway. And I never really subscribed to all the rituals that everyone else did. Like drinking and, just stuff like that. Just, always been more focused on single things. So.
Hey, but is this call being recorded? Like, will this be like FAC blah blah blah? Is this on the record?
Yeah, cool.
Well, we should say for the audience, it's for me, it's December 2, 2021. What's that make it? Thursday. For you, it's still Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Did you have a good day at work? Nice, a good productive day.
Thanks for asking, John. Yeah, it's the busy season right now. Everything
what
is.
What's your main thing to deliver? Like, what's the main sort of stuff you're moving?
Oh, we're into a lot of the small package business, internet commerce, that kind of thing.
Oh, so this is definitely a big season, like people buying.
Do you take
products to warehouses or actually to customer? Like, are you business?
No, no, no. Yeah, it's all. I do the warehousing end mostly. I'm a little higher up, but a lot of our members go right to the house.
When you get to a warehouse, do you have to like move the products by hand, or do they have like a forklift?
It's all forklifted into the truck. Yeah.
So you rock up to the depot, and then you just go and get a coffee, or go and take a leak. Some guy gets a forklift. You can just relax, basically.
Yeah, that's why I have a lot of spare time, a lot of waiting time. So that's how I can get my research in. If I was driving from city to city, I probably wouldn't be able to do very much because obviously you can't play with your phone when you're flying down the highway. But I prefer that. As much as I drive, I don't really like to. I used to go city to city, but I didn't like
city to city. Where's Toronto? What's the next?
Just around Toronto. Toronto's the main city in Ontario, so there's a lot
Did you ever drive to smaller, Quebec? Did you ever do like Toronto, Quebec, and back?
I did. Yes, I did. It's far.
Do you like Quebec? Is it a cool city?
Well, there's two cities in Quebec province, Montreal and Quebec City, which is the capital. And I was never a big...
Hold on. Rick and Roller, we're back.
After the break. Rick and Roller, yeah, you got it.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
That's Media Bear. By the way, I interviewed Media Bear, and the original plan was just to interview the main guy, like the dude.
I heard it.
He had his wife with him, so I got to interview the both of them, and they are fantastic. They're like this cool couple. You know, like when you meet a couple, and the husband and wife are like genuinely happy with each other. And for me, that's very rare. It's very rare that the couple are actually happy. They are. So I got like 2 hours of just like a happy couple doing cool shit.
I did listen to it. When I interviewed him before you, by the way.
But you didn't get the couple. You just got the guy. You didn't get the couple.
Yeah, but
I got the couple. I was more interested in promoting the music. No offense.
You got more behind the scenes, and I wasn't really interested in that. Mm-hmm. I was merely rocking the disc jockey part of it. I was playing the music and getting some of his ideas behind it. Because he's more of a musician than a truther.
Your interview was awesome. I used your interview as part of the basis for my questions.
Oh, thank you, John.
I literally used your stuff as part of my interview. But I didn't know that he would bring the wife with him. And it was fantastic. Yeah. They're just a cool couple of people.
Yeah, they're fun. I really wanted to focus more on the music because that's what he's all about. But if he had other opinions, and it was interesting, but not as interesting as playing his music. And I played quite a few clips of my favorite stuff. By the way, that bumper was too long. I didn't make it. My great volunteer, Rick Bella, said that was a little too long.
Well, you can give him a pass, Mark. 99% of what he does is fantastic. If the occasional bump is too long, he's
doing great work. By the way, I only have about 20 more minutes. Then I have to put up a few Christmas lights. And then I have a show at 8:30 where I usually just meet with quite a few loyal live listeners. They actually come out, camp out, and wait for me. It's quite interesting. I want to ask you a quick question regarding your website.
JohnLeBond.com.
Which is JohnLeBond.com, yeah. It's, and it is a pay site, and there's quite a bit of good stuff.
There's heaps of stuff there for free. Hold on. There's heaps of stuff there for free. It's not just a pay site. There's a ton of stuff.
But the good stuff is behind the wall, isn't it?
There's lots of good stuff there that's for free as well. So there's good stuff free and paid.
Anyway, I recently got a subscriber or a donor. I don't have subscribers. I got a donor to the site, John. I want to hear what you would do. He donated $119.33, I think, which is a pretty good donation. After he came, he planted a flag on FakoTube, and he planted a flag on, I think, the blog. So he had two logins. And he just started to tear me a new butthole every single comment. It was always a criticism or a tear down. And I just found it really strange that why would you pay for a site where all you do is crap on the guy that did it? It would be so. I was really obviously created a conflict in my brain. Do I let it go and just answer every one of his critiques, or do I just trash him? Because I don't really like giving too much energy to negativity because it drags you down. I don't mind criticism, but Mrs. Fakeologist said, just let him live with it and keep on. I deleted a comment because there was no basis. It was just trashing me. And I actually hit the refund button. There's a refund button on PayPal and on
I've refunded people before. I know. Yeah.
I just hit the refund button. And said, I don't want your money. I don't care. So I don't even know if it was his credit card. Maybe he stole it for all I know. So I sent the money back and deleted them. So what would you do? What have you done?
Based on what you've told me, and I can just only judge on the information you give me, based on what you've told me, you did the right thing. It's like, you know what? If you gave me money so you think that you can now shit on my website, take your money and go somewhere else. Based on the information you give me, I think you made the right decision. I'd have done the same thing.
All right. Have you done that
before? It's not worth it. Listen, bro, I've run this website for 7 years. I've had to refund three people for different reasons. And every time for me is very difficult. I hate having to say to someone, hey, listen, thank you for the money. I'm sure a nice person, but please take your money back and go somewhere else. I hate doing that. And I've had to do it 3 times in the last 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So based on what you've told me, no, I think if someone gives you money and they think, oh, I've given you money, now I can just shit on his website. Hold on. Ab's done this for 10 years. You do not have any right to come and shit on this place. So I think you did the right thing, Ab. Based on what you've told me. I've only got your side of the story. Yeah. I don't have their side. But based on what you've said, fuck their 120 bucks, man. If you give me 120 bucks to shit on my site, you can take your 120 and fuck off. Seriously. This is 7 years of my life. What? This is 10 years of your life. You can take your 120 and fuck right off. You can fuck right off.
What if he gave you $1,000? What would you do?
$1,000, I would still say fuck off. But $1,000,000, you give me $1,000,000, you can shit all over my stuff. You know what I mean? $1,000,000, $1,000,000
in Well, if he gave you $1,000, would you keep half of it, or would you give it all back?
Well, on PayPal, when I've done it, it's just like refund. It's just one button. It's refunded. I'd be like, take $1,000 and fuck off. Because you know what? It's different for you because your site is open. My site, like my server, is exclusive. You cannot join my server unless you've paid to join the site, right? There's a paywall barrier to entry, and it's such a nice group of people. And it's like, if I took $1,000 from someone and then they came and shat on the site, I'd lose all the good people. Like, it would cost me money. Take $1,000 and fuck off. If you're not a good person, don't come to my website. Seriously. I'm serious.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think you made the right decision. Now, so you've got 12 more minutes, right? All right. So let me ask you a personal question. One of your daughters.
Another one?
Got into university and then she couldn't stay there because of the jibby jab. How is she doing mentally? Like, how is she coping with this? Because, dude, she's young. You're an old man. I'm a slightly old man. We've had time to get used to this. She's like a child. Like, how is she coping with this fucking bullshit, pardon my language, this bullshit world, man? How is she doing?
Well, she has a job, so she's doing okay. She's tied up, busy with the job, and she likes it, and she's not really thinking about it. She just took a year off, which means she still is in the university, but she's on a leave of absence. And
does she think she'll go back like next year? The after, like, does she think this will all stop soon?
Yeah, and she said,
"Do you think that? Do you think it's going to stop?"
No, I don't think it's going to stop, and I'm kind of I'm very worried about it for her and for everybody else actually as well. So it's not going to stop, and it's a huge problem.
But she has a boyfriend. Is his industry affected by the mandates? Like, is this going to affect him as well? Or is he kind of, like, safe?
No, this is the other daughter. He doesn't have a boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah. So in her mind, she thinks, oh, next year I can go to university, or the year after. Like, she still thinks...
No, I don't think she's worried about next year. I don't think she's thinking that far ahead. I don't get that vibe from her. We're just dealing with this year. Let's We're not thinking about next year, actually.
Dude, the year's almost thinking about. It's December now. Can you believe that? It's December now. It's gone so
this
quick, man.
These last 2 years seem like 1 year. And, they've just been one constant, uninterrupted period of time that has been very stressful for everyone around.
Well, you made a good point. I was listening to you in Critical Thinker. You made a good point. Like, the stress of this, maybe people don't, like, realize, but this is a stressful time. Like, you don't know what the future
very
holds.
Much.
I think you're correct about that. I think some people don't realize, like, we are dealing with stress that, like, we might not be conscious of it, but this is not healthy. It's not healthy for a human.
No,
to, like,
it's not.
It's not healthy, man.
We've all had such easy lives for a long time. In this cult, we've gone at least two generations without a real war. Like, Vietnam was not a real war for most North Americans. Certainly no Europeans. Well, maybe the French. Maybe before Indochina, whatever that war was before the Vietnam. But we really haven't had any real conflicts. And I would say that people were getting very fat physically and mentally. And I love the comment Sarah made from episode 968 where she said, there's so many people without any problems, they actually make them up just so they have something to do. And I thought she was so right about that. And I really thought in that set of terms for a long time. You know, that Sarah really did star in that audio chat. She was fantastic.
That was 968. So I heard you and Rick talking about that a few days ago. And Rick was telling you it was a great chat. And you didn't seem to know what he was talking about. It was a 16-hour marathon from about 6 weeks ago. And you didn't seem to know what he was talking about. And then Rick said, JLB even made a video promoting it, which I did. He's correct about that. And I thank Rick for the promotion of that. I made a video promoting that 16-hour marathon. And you didn't seem to know what he was talking about. I was like, Ab, it was a 16-hour marathon on your website. How can you not know what he's talking about?
No. I was in it. But the problem was I don't listen to the part that I'm in it. And I actually forgot to go back and finish it. So I was in it in the middle, I think. And I just recently tried to figure out what part I didn't hear and listen to it. So I listened to the last 5 hours. So I'm pretty sure I've covered the whole thing now.
Right, it was an awesome chat. Great. It was like, I think it was peak fakeologist. Sarah was great. Yeah. It was great. You were good.
Yeah,
you were there. But there was heaps of other people who were there as well. Like, there was so many people who were there.
I just recently made the guest list because I only start typing in the names as I'm listening because no one else seems to want to help me out on that. So I didn't know who was on it because I was only on it for half. So I just
Everybody.
Yeah. I just pumped up. I put the list. It was a great show and it's available
What I did was I took the part where Sarah was talking about people, like, how do you feel about this, and I turned that into a video with, let me see if I can find this. I've got it somewhere here. Let me see if I can find
it. Put it in the comments for that video or for that audio or that chat.
I took a clip of her. It was like a 10-second clip or something like this, and then I uploaded it like with a video of some girl at a beach, right? Like just some random girl at a beach, and to promote this 16-hour call. And then
I appreciate all you do there.
I do the best I can, Ab. I do the best I can. And then I spoke to them off the record, and I got the impression from Joel, like, that he wasn't, from Bella Set, that he wasn't impressed. I'm like, dude, if I ever do a 16-hour call and you take a clip of it where I'm being sensible and upload it as a video to promote what I did, I'd be very grateful. And I got the impression he wasn't terribly impressed. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? You and Sarah are awesome. I'm trying to promote you guys. I'm trying to say.
No, it was great. They were very interesting. It was a good chat. Sarah's super smart. And
are you able to, if I put this in general chat, can you, it's just a 90-second clip. Can you play this with your bots or tell me how to do it? It's totally worth it. It's Sarah, like, speaking very simply.
No, you can do it. All you do. Okay,
what's the
go to the bot. Okay, first of all, you need the URL of the clip.
I've got it. I just posted it in general chat.
Okay, so go to the bot commands, which is a text channel there.
Hold on, let me look for this.
Click in there, and I got about five more minutes, my friend.
Okay, bot commands. Yep, got it.
Okay, type the word play and then space and then paste in the URL, and it should work.
Will you be able to hear this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to hear your theories on why. Why do you think you've been vaccinated, you've been brainwashed, you've been raised on the fake meat, the Soylent Green, you've been raised on all of the bullshit that every single person else has been. You've been raised in the education system. You've been raised with dumbass NPC parents who raised you to be a dumbass NPC. You probably got the tip of your dick cut off if you're a guy. No offense. That's probably what happened to most of you. You all have been completely subjugated as a slave And yet, here you are. Why do you think that is? And I'd like to hear people's answers for that, because nobody wants to say why they think, for some reason, everybody else in their family, oh, they're just brainwashed. But you were too, and you escaped it. Why? Why do you think you got through all of the trauma, all the vaccines you got as babies, the circumcision, the ultrasound, the lack of breastfeeding, the formula, the going to daycare, being separated from your mother, all of these things. Why do you think you personally somehow escaped all of this? But for some reason, when it's your brother, sister, you get this weird, yeah, but see, they were just brainwashed and they're just, but so were you. You were given the exact same treatment as all of these motherfuckers. So why the hell do you, sorry for swearing so much. Why do you think you personally escaped all of this? Why?
Yeah, you couldn't hear that? That came through beautifully.
I couldn't hear that, but I just, when you said that you could hear it, I just played it separately. And that was Sarah asking some good questions, like why? Like, why are you different? Excellent questions, man.
Questions. Yeah, but I'm curious why you couldn't hear that. It came through perfectly, yeah. Anytime you want to play a clip, as long as you have a link to an MP3 or an MP4 file, it'll work. So
is
it's
it
great
true that you, had a guy who was here who was like developing, but then he just left here, like you fell out or something? Is that what happened?
No. I thought I needed to create my own bot, and I went on whatever that hire a coder was, and but then I realized I gave it a thought, and I thought, wait a minute, maybe I can do this, and I tried just putting a link to a MP3 or MP4 file, and it could be anywhere, and it worked. So I thought, oh, I'm not reinventing the wheel. It's already here. So yeah, it's a great bot. $2 a month.
$2 a month. That's a bargain. So that video that we just played.
Oh my god.
That has 1,100 views on my YouTube channel. And 100 thumbs up,
yep.
Which for a tiny little channel like mine, those are good numbers. And I think Sarah asked some good questions, man. Why are people different? I do believe some people are different, Ab. I don't think we're all the same, man. I do not think we're all the same.
I agree, John. You are different. I'm different. I got to get you on my 8:30 broadcast. I didn't realize you'd be up so late, but make sure you give me a night and we can convene for a proper interview. Anytime.
You were about to say, I'm a little bit tipsy. That's true. I've been drinking all night. But let's do it another time. I will not drink. I will stay sober for our chat. Let's do it.
Is this too late for you, though, to be sober?
As a one-off, no, I can do this. If you said to me, like, let's do it Wednesday next week or Thursday next week, yeah, I can do that. That's as a one-off, that's no problem. I can do that. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Fakeologist
special. I'll just pick a day.
If my audience knows I'm going to speak to you, and I say to them, can I ask Ab some questions on your behalf? Would you be willing to take some questions from the audience, from my audience? Would you do that?
Of course. Actually, it'd probably be better to do it Sunday, because I could start earlier on a Sunday, because that's my day off. So if we did it Sunday at, say, 7 o'clock my time, which is, I know it's still super late for you.
Sunday is a big sports ball day. That's Formula One day. That's EPL day. That's the only problem. But you know what? Formula One finishes in 2 weeks. So maybe in 3 weeks we can do a Sunday and I can turn up sober and we can do it. There's no problem at all. No problem whatsoever.
That's going to be that you're getting into Christmas, but since I'm probably not going anywhere, it should be fine.
Do you have Christmas decorations? Do you put up decorations on your house?
Oh, yeah. I got to put up the lights. I got to do that tonight because it's warm out tonight. It's a whopping 5 degrees here. So I can do that when it's that warm. So I got to do it because
it's 0 degrees here in Plovdiv. Let me just double check this. Plovdiv, yeah, I think it's 0 degrees. Hold on, let me just...
Yeah, it's December here, so...
Oh, it's 1 degree.
I gotta get the lights up.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Pablo Novi of 911truthdialogue.com, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Who the fuck was that guy? What was his name?
Paolo Novi. He's an older guy. And that's a bad quality audio there.
I've never heard of him. Listen, Abba, I know where to go.
I interviewed him.
Well, I know
you have to go to the archives.
So good speaking to you. And let's talk about soon. And I mean what I said at the start of this. People can criticize you. Sometimes I criticize you. But, like, if you ever disappear,
I don't mind.
We would be, like, it would be hard for me. If Fakeologist ever disappears, I'll be, like, heartbroken. We'd be fucked.
Well, I just listened to the...
Where would Rollo go? Where would any of these
Johnny,
people go? We'd be fucked, man.
Velocette was playing Fakeologist, and a lot of them I haven't heard. I heard a few of them. And one of them was, who would take over if Ab was assassinated?
No, that was a good one. Kind of, I think fake fakeologist said I was like third or fourth in line, which I appreciate that. That's a very nice.
Well, you know, both you and Velasette have denied being fake fakeologist. So I really don't have too many other ideas. I really don't think it's QR.
It was questioning reality.
I talked to QOR.
About this topic? Have you asked him about this topic?
No, I talked to him once because I thought QOR, QOR was Marcus.
That's not the same as talking to him now.
I just didn't get the vibe. And I don't think he's active. I think he's disappeared. And aren't some of the fake fakeologists kind of recent? So, you and Velasette are still my leading candidates.
Okay. Well, like, I take that as a compliment. Because those guys are very funny. The one thing, though,
is you know too much.
All of those videos talking about how big is Ab's schlong. Do you ever hear me talk about those topics? Never. Like,
I know.
I don't talk about people's cock size, who they're sleeping with.
That's just not me. No.
And this guy who runs fake psychologist, he loves those topics. So, like, if
Who's less than Needham? Because that guy was super.
Dude, if you have to leave now, if you didn't have to leave, I would tell you my theory about that. I've got a crazy theory.
Let's do it on the next call. No, I want to hear it on the next call.
Let's do it. Mrs. Psychologist for me. Say that John LeBlanc says
hello. Thank you, John.
And,
you're a good man.
Merry festive season, and we'll speak soon, all right? And by the way, I mean this sincerely, thank you for what you do. Like, your side.
John, if you ever disappear. Thank you.
If you ever disappear, Chris Kendall style, honestly, man, I will be so upset. I will be so upset. You have no idea.
I've never even
met you, but if you disappeared, I would literally be in tears, I think. I'd be fucked. I would go and get so drunk, just to numb the pain.
And Johnny, it's funny you mentioned Chris, because I'm going to be climbing up a ladder in a minute. But wish me luck.
Don't do it.
All right, you're the best, John. Thanks. JohnLeBond.com.
Take care, man. Cheers, mate.
JohnLeBond.com. All right.
That's all, folks.